You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning on this August 12th, Tuesday. We are joined by Catherine Lampner, who is in for John Hockenberry. Good morning, Catherine.
Hey, Adora.
And as you know, we've been talking about the passing of a Cleveland legend, Fannie M. Lewis. She was quite an inspiration to hundreds, if not thousands, of people in Cleveland and
she
the variety
of areas.
She was
a force of political
nature.
So we've
been asking, who inspires you?
Hi, my name is Annie Hartwell. I'm calling from Framingham, Massachusetts, and no doubt the people who influenced me and motivated me politically were my parents. From a very early age, we talked about what was going on in the world and locally at dinner time.
Thanks so much for that. We've gotten so many responses. So we want to know, who inspires you? Who makes you a better person? Who spurred you to action? What did they do and who are they? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE or you can drop us a note at mytake@thetakeaway.org. Catherine?
Hey, I am in for John Hockenberry, as we said. Now, if you've noticed, world records are just tumbling down at this summer games at an astounding pace, especially in the water. Some swim officials are wondering if the new technology in both the suits and the pool is giving athletes an unfair advantage. Jerry Longman of the New York Times is going to join us to explain. Jerry, how can there be such a thing as too many world records broken?
Well, some people think that, you know, setting this many, I think there have been, last count, there's one set about every 3 minutes here, so I lost count at, I think, 8 or 9. But once, I mean, there's a sense by some people that, that the records are falling so quickly that each record is being devalued and that, technology is sort of unduly aiding human performance.
Well, in fact, we should remind everyone that you are calling in from Beijing. But it's been another day, so didn't we have another record broken this morning?
I think there was. I wasn't at swimming this morning, but I think you're right. I think there was. So it's probably up to 9 or 10 now.
What technology are we talking about that could make such a difference in the pool?
Well, first, it's the pool itself. These international championship meets, the whole idea is the technology to dissipate waves that and to sort of dampen the turbulence in the water. So this Olympic pool is 3 meters deep, about 10 feet deep, and a lot of racing pools are 2 meters deep. And so the deeper the pool, the less turbulence you get, or theoretically, the less sort of turbulence you have, bouncing off the bottom of the pool. You've got plastic lane dividers that are and designed to force water downward instead of outward so it won't splash across the lanes. You've got a 10-lane pool, so both outside lanes are empty, and that is also designed to sort of buffer the waves and draw them towards a gutter system instead of letting them ricochet back into the pool. And then the most controversial innovation this year, since February, is that the Speedo company has put out a suit called the Laser Racer.
That's gotten a lot of news, yeah.
It's got a lot of attention. There have been more than 4 dozen world records set in long course and short course swimming pools with it. And it's kind of a compression garment, almost a corset-like garment. And some people, it takes some of the swimmers a half hour just to put it on. But it provides you in a more streamlined position in the water. And some people, the Italian national coach calls it technological doping, because there's some critics feel that it gives you added buoyancy in the water, when that's not allowed under the international swimming rules. But I don't think enough testing has been done on that yet, so it's allowed into the pool. One of the issues is that not every swimmer will have access to the suit, and if you don't have access, obviously you won't swim as fast.
Well, in fact, doesn't that get to the point of it's whether you have the funds for all this technology, that's going to determine what kind of an athlete you are?
Well, at least right now at this level, I think Speedo is making the suits available to everybody at the Olympic level. But down the road, if you're a younger swimmer and you don't have access, I mean, if you're in a developing nation, you may not have access to that particular suit. Or if you have an endorsement contract with another company's suit that's not quite as fast a suit as this one, then you may be at a disadvantage. So the French coach is calling for a lot more debate on this, and you know, we'll see where it goes from here. But you know, technology does always sort of win out here, so I would assume that these suits will even get faster. That the bioscience expert for the U.S. swimming teams thinks that there'll be suits down the road that actually allow your muscles to contract faster, which will allow your kicking ability to improve. So these things seldom go backwards.
You know, Jerry, I want to bring in Jonah Lehrer. He's our science correspondent, and he, in fact, has been looking at the placebo effect. Now, Jonah, after everything that Jerry has told us, how can just putting on one of these swimsuits, I would think that would make an athlete automatically think he's going to do better.
Yeah, but I think these new suits have the added benefit of actually being more effective. Plus, I'm sure they make you feel a lot more effective, too. I mean, they often look very, very sleek in the water.
Yeah, the swimmers actually say they feel like they're swimming downhill in these suits. So, that probably makes up 100. I mean, we're talking about races that are won by hundreds or thousands of a second. So any little advantage can be dramatic in these kind of races.
All right. Well, Jerry, I want to thank you so much for joining us, and I hope we speak to you again there in Beijing.
Thanks a lot.
That's Jerry Longman. He is a sports reporter for the New York Times. We were also joined briefly there by Jonah Lehrer, our takeaway science correspondent.